You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned, first pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Ray, Roy Wright here on 97.7 WKCA, streaming on WKCARadio.com. It is the Moorhead State University Showcase Baseball game. Roy, we've done this at least 2 or 3 years, maybe more than that, maybe less. I don't know, but somewhere in that ballpark. We're on the campus of Moorhead State University. It is Bath County and Henry Clay tonight. Should be a good one.
Well, it'll be good for Bath County to play this type of quality opponent as they get ready for, you know, we're winding down to about 3 weeks left in the regular season.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Hard to believe. And the game is here at Moorhead State University. Bath County will be the home team tonight. MSU has done some drastic improvements to the stadium, the field, and looks nice, and a beautiful night for baseball.
A little different than when you were here as a player.
A little different.
High school player, college player, and parent
and
as
parent.
Well.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So run the whole gamut. But those that don't know, we've got a short right field fence. Leads usually to a lot of runs. But if you hit one out and left, you've earned it.
Yes, sir.
But the field looks nice. Infield manicured well. We got turf in the foul territory from the third base all the way to the bleachers, and from first base all the way to the bleachers. So looks like Bath County taking around the infield.
Yeah, if anybody remembers the layout of the old Cigar Park on top of the hill, where the short right field porch and a long way to left center, consider that similar setup here at Moorhead State University.
Very similar. Probably the only one difference is you got a big tall fence in right field here, and you just had a regular
6 footer. Yep, you're exactly right. Let's take a break and hear a word from a few of our sponsors. When we come back, we will go through the Bath County defense, the Henry Clay batting lineup, that and so much more here on WKCA. Stay tuned.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick, across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, no, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owensville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
Bath County and Henry Clay in our MSU showcase game here from the campus of Morehead State University. You spent a few hours up here, maybe not on press row, but out there in the grass. Whole lot of good baseball played here at Morehead State, and got a good season going this year as well.
Looks like I think we're about four or five games over 500 this year. Either won the regular season OVC last year and finished runner-up in the tournament. Cable played for Coach Mike McGuire, who's now at USC Upstate.
Mm-hmm.
But for the last probably eight years, Morehead's been right there at the top of the OVC in the baseball standings.
Let's go through the Bath County defensive lineup. Bath County, the home team on the scoreboard. Pitching is Braden Roussis. Catching, Jay Smith. Colton Carpenter gets the start at first base. Memphis Beadle at second. Brock Donahue at short. And Corbin Sorrell at third. Clay Manley will be in left field. Adam Witt in center. And Logan Hiley in right for the Cats. For the Blue Devils, they will send to the plate Mason Draper leading off, followed by Alex Elmadollar. I talked to Henry Clay coach Jordan Terrence earlier, and I said, now, does anybody look different than what they sound? So there's a couple of them I'm going to have to count on my fingers, the different syllables, and Elmadollar is one of them. Isaac Roan wears jersey number 12. He'll bat in the three spot. Nori Day hitting cleanup. John Carlo Gonzalez in the five spot. Ian Roan batting six. Brandon Caballero is the DH batting in the seventh spot. Garrett O'Donnell batting eighth. And Luke Bailey batting ninth. Bath County comes in with a 16-6 record, 4-3 in the region, 0-2 in the district. Henry Clay with a 10-8 overall record, 4-2 in their 11th region games, 3-0 in the 42nd district. Had a chance to talk to Coach Terrence, and he said the key to the game from their side of the field is pitching. The young man pitching is a sophomore, Turner Sparks, wears jersey number 10. Fastball, curveball, changeup pitcher, just a sophomore. He said, look, you watch this kid, though. In a year or two, he's going to be right up here playing college ball. Not right up here as in Morehead State. Hopefully up here at Morehead State. Said he's going to be playing college ball in a couple years. So look forward to seeing him out there. Ask him, I said, what is it you're going to be looking for that'll make you happy? He said, if we just minimize our strikeouts, we limit our dumb plays, we're going to be in good shape. Lots of coaches will say that, but that's the case here from Henry Clay coach Jordan Terrence.
Well, you know, back game, probably Patrick Armitage probably tell you the same thing.
Repeat,
Cut our mistakes down. Let's don't walk many batters. And let's score a few runs and catch the balls we're supposed to catch. And if you do that, we're probably in the ball game.
It is a pretty simple game. Hit, catch, throw, run. It's just execution comes into play every now and then that makes it a little bit difficult. Braden Roussis, Bath County's pitcher here today, wears jersey number 10. Turner Sparks, the Henry Clay starter, he wears jersey number 10. Both of them throw low 80s, mid-80s in that window, so it ought to be a pretty good matchup.
Right. Roussis' last outing was against Round. I think the final score was 6-1, but no indication how well he pitched because Round County scored four runs in that sixth inning to kind of push out a pretty close ball game to a 6-1 win. But Roussis, if his control, if he's on with his control, doesn't walk many, he can put us in position to win this ball game.
Bath County and Henry Clay, we're about 6 minutes away from first pitch. We're here on WKCA, streaming on WKCARadio.com. I gave Coach my card, and I said, call back or text back to your booster club and let the folks who follow Henry Clay Baseball that we will be on the air. So welcome to our stream. We will try to be as straight down the middle as we can, but it's hard not to be a homer sometimes, and we fail occasionally not being homers. But hope you enjoy the game. Hope it's an entertaining game, and look forward to a good one here today between the Cats and the Devils. Let's take one more break, hear a word from a few sponsors. We'll get ready for the national anthem, introduction of players, that and so much more here at Morehead State University, the MSU showcase game between the Cats and the Devils on 97.7 and WKCARadio.com.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmorehead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Right on the money.
Perfect.
Perfect. Bath County Henry Clay, our game of the week broadcast here on WKC. Are you all going to do the national anthem, introduce players and stuff? Okay. As you get ready to do that, then we'll take a break because we do not like to talk over the national anthem. I mean, nobody should, but we certainly don't. So Coach Armitage and his Cats, Coach Terrence and his Devils, they are going to square off here at Morehead State University for this MSU showcase game. Don't forget, during our post game, we will have the Downtown Athletic Defensive Player of the Game. Let's take a break. We'll let the national anthem play. Back with more after these words on WKCA.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owingsville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owingsville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding.
Thank you very much. I've lost my down line, though.
convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Bath County Baseball moments away here on WKCH. Jeff Ray, Roy Wright, 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, sponsors our opening argument and our pregame and our final verdict. Coach, for the Cats to win over the Devils today, what opening argument do we need to watch for?
Well, we're playing one of the top teams in Lexington, and always, Henry Clay, you talking about one of the best teams in the 11th region year in and year out. So for Bath County to be successful tonight, we've got to score some runs, Jeff. That's that number one there, because we've had trouble scoring runs. Our pitching and defense have been solid the last two or three years, but, you know, we haven't scored enough runs. So number one, we got to score at least five-plus runs to have a chance to win the ballgame.
Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, good man to know if you need legal counsel, if you need representation in court, you need paperwork done. Give Ira a call. He'll be glad to help you out. Also in our post game, not only will we have the Ira Kilburn final verdict, we'll have the Downtown Athletic defensive play or player of the game, our Elkhart Construction offensive play or player of the game, Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, and the Swartz Mowing Unsung Hero. First pitch sponsored by Montgomery Tractor Sales. No glory getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains from lawnmowers are not trophies. They are barriers to keep you from getting your job done. Check out those bad boy mowers at Montgomery Tractor locations, Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg, MontgomeryTractorSales.com. They will take care of you. Braden Roussas, Mason Draper, right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. We are ready for baseball here from Moorhead State University. Fastball, just low ball one, and we are underway. Henry Clay, the visitors. Cats, the home team. Just low ball two. Gorgeous day for baseball. The flag in left center field. Blowing a little bit. There's a good fastball on the corner, one and two. How far did you ever hit a ball up here, Roy?
Cleared that scoreboard a time or two.
Uh-huh.
Most of my home runs are right field, though.
Practice or... No, in game.
In the game.
Legitimate. Okay. Fouled off count even at 2-2.
I was not a home run hitter.
You were in church league.
Well.
That's a little bit different, Sugar
bit
Grove,
different.
To break even. Misses inside, counts full.
Looked like a changeup. Got away from Smith on that one. Important to get this first batter. At least make him earn his way on.
Here comes the payoff on the 3-2. That pitch fouled into the parking lot. Off one of those are not pine trees. What are they? Some kind of evergreens. Fir, we'll just...
Cedar.
Cedar, maybe. We'll pick. Just pick a name. Nobody will know.
Nobody will know.
Facts optional. Another payoff. There's a line drive into left field. Good play there to cut it off. Draper takes a 3-2 pitch opposite field. A leadoff base hit.
Good piece of hitting that time by
yes,
Draper, because looked like he's a contact hitter, and he just fouled off till he got a good pitch and lines it into left field.
That's what you expect your leadoff man to do. Battle, battle, battle.
See if they test Jace behind the plate here early in the game.
I'd say 60-40, yes, sir. We'll see what happens. Not on this pitch, they're not. Fastball out of the zone, ball one. He's got that hamburger helper slide mitt on that left hand. Throw
got
back.
Him.
Just under the tag. Good move from Roussas to Carpenter. We'll reset the Bath County defense after this pitch. Caught him in mid-stride. The offering, just high ball two. First couple of batters, Roussas not finding the zone as well as you would like. Russo's pitching, Smith catching, Carpenter, Beadle, Donahue, Sorrell on the infield. There's a rip down the third baseline. Foul territory.
So much harder to pitch from behind and so much easier to hit when you're ahead in the count because you just about know what's coming.
Makes it a whole lot easier to guess. In a high school game where most everybody is fastball, curveball, changeup, every once in a while you'll get somebody that throws some variation. They'll throw a slider or a slurve or whatever, something. They'll make up a name for something instead of having fastball, curveball, changeup. Good job by Jace to get out and knock that pitch down.
But most high school pitchers are going to be, if they're behind in the count, 85 to 90% fastball is the next pitch.
Here comes the 3-1 to Elma Dollar. Called strike two.
Oh, no, I think he pointed to first base.
Oh, he held that. That is my mistake. He held that arm out like it was a strike.
And from my angle, it was
absolutely my bad. A single and a base on balls to start this first inning. So Draper, a single. Elma Dollar draws the base on balls, brings up the third baseman, Isaac Roan, a right-hander wearing number 12. Need to see Russo's throw a few strikes. Curveball out of the zone, ball one. Every now and then you'll get a kid who his curveball is his meat and potatoes. But even then, you get down 2-1, 3-1, it is hard to throw a curveball in a clutch. Fly ball into short center. Struggling with the sun just a wee bit, Adam Witt makes the play.
Hopefully that'll settle Roos down because he's been behind first pitch. First three batters have been balls, so he's had to work from behind.
Bath County in their gray jerseys, red number, red trim, red stockings for those that you can see. Henry Clay with the yellow jersey, white pants with blue accents, blue stockings. First pitch out of the zone, ball one. Norrie Day, the cleanup hitting shortstop. Looks like he might play free safety on defense the way he's got those pants pulled way up over his knees. That's what those defensive backs and wide receivers tend to wear, ball two.
Yeah, with no pads in there.
Yeah.
In the college level.
I don't see how they do that, Coach.
No.
Russo's fastball on the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. So 2-1, one out. Draper at second. Elma Dollar at first. A single and a walk, respectively. Bath County, middle of the infield, dancing around, trying to keep Draper a little close. There's a jam shot.
Should be
shortstop.
Yep.
Backs up. Yep, I was going to say, I saw the but again, after the umpire raised his arm on
while ago,
I thought, well, maybe that means ball four. So a pop-up to the short baseman. 2-1, two out now brings up first baseman Giancarlo Gonzalez.
Well, if he could pitch out of this
holy
first and second, nobody out, get out of it, and be a big boost to the Wildcats.
The Bath County outfield shuffle around a little bit. Gonzalez, a lefty, a big lefty. Off-speed pitch, strike one. Good to see that first pitch strike.
First pitch out of the five he's faced for a strike. So,
strike one, the count, two on, two out. Oh, goodness, that
not
close to the zone. A wild pitch.
Curveball went behind the batter, left-handed batter, went all the way behind him and to the backstop.
And significantly behind. Looked like it maybe stuck in his grip just a little bit. One ball, one strike, two on, two out. This is a big opportunity for the Cats to get out of this without any damage. There's a flare.
Should be caught. All right.
Good job down there at third base by Corbin Sorrell. Does exactly what you expect him to do. So Bath County escapes, does not allow a run, a base hit, and a walk for Henry Clay. No damage in the top of the order. Bath County coming to bat in the bottom of the first after this on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Half an inning in the book. It is Bath County and Henry Clay in the Morehead State University Showcase baseball game. What a fun place to play ball, to watch ball, and enjoy an afternoon on a sunshiny day. Sorrell.
Now batting, Corbin Sorrell.
I'm really surprised, Jeff, other colleges don't
or
do
not,
this.
Yeah, to get them on campus.
Get them
listen.
On campus and
Corbin Sorrell, Brock Donahue, Jay Smith due up to face Turner Sparks. Paging John South. John South, if you are in the listening audience, they need you at the concession stand to flip burgers, roll dogs. Fastball outside, ball one. John South. John runs a B&B here in Round County, so if anybody needs a place to stay, they've got spare rooms. You can Google him, John South. He's out on 801. Ball one to Sorrell. Swung on and missed, one and one. Good pitch on the outside corner there from Turner. So you got Sorrell, Donahue, Smith, Roussis, Williams, Beadle, Carpenter, Manley, and Hiley. Two up for the Cats. Shoulder-high fastball swung on and missed. Corbin, he gets his money's worth, don't he?
He'll get his swings in. Sparks just is nice and easy and looks like they have pretty good velocity.
And does not, some pitchers, it's kind of like when some people sing, they really have to make an effort to sing, and some people it just falls out of them good. Listen, his motion,
smooth.
That pitch just falls out of his hand at about 85.
Smooth and easy.
Low and away. Counts full. Good eye by Corbin. Yeah, he is not struggling mechanically at all. Here comes the payoff. 3-2. Sparks to Sorrell. Out into the dugout. Glad to have everybody tuned in. A bunch of people tuned in to our Owensboro broadcast this weekend. Had three games. Bath County, the 2A sectional champion, went down there for the state tournament. Fouls that one off. Count remains full. Bath County went 2-1. They defeated
Nelson County,
where Bardstown is, 2-0. And then failed an undefeated Lawrence County. Didn't know a whole lot about Lawrence. They're out of the 15th. They're legitimate. Swung on and missed. Ball goes to the screen. Corbin headed down to first in time.
All right. So off to a good start. Anytime you can strike out and still get to first, that's a good thing.
Now batting, Rob Donahue.
Donahue, the shortstop, comes up. Third game we played Perry Central, who beat us earlier in the year, beat them 8-3. Listen, the Bath County softball is an offensive team with solid defense. Couldn't really get the bats rolling those first two games. Pitch inside, Donahue steps back, ball one. Got the bats rolling in that third game on Saturday afternoon. The girls really had a good time, made a good representation for Bath County and for all of the 16th region, and actually the whole district, the sub-region.
Out of the 2A, you finished third place.
Third in the state.
That's pretty dang gone good.
Pretty solid, isn't it? Ball one, the count, Sorrell at first. 1-1. Catcher Jay Smith on deck for the Cats. Let me find some of my notes here. Donahue comes in, 293. There's a number to the pitcher. The throw back to the first in the dirt.
Oh, he bobbled.
Yeah. The throw was there, but it hit off the heel of the glove.
So E1 on
that
one. That
is an E1. I was going to write it down, but you know me.
Bounces it. Shortstop.
Jay Smith.
Almost made an outstanding play where he short hopped it, but came up and he bobbled it, which allowed both runners to advance safely.
Not a chance to get the second runner, but certainly would like to have gotten the lead runner there. Brings up Smith. Comes in with a .459 batting average for the Cats. There's a fly ball into right field, battling the sun. Runners are tagging. The play is made. Runners do not advance. First out of the game is a fly ball to right field. For the Cats, brings up pitcher Braden Roussas. Roussas comes into the game with a .313 average.
I like to see Jay's been a little more patient there.
Two on, one out. Eerily reminiscent of the Henry Clay half of the first inning where they got a base hit and a walk. There's a curveball called strike one. Then a pop-up to short. Pop-up to short center, fly ball to the shortstop, foul ball to the third baseman. Let's hope that that does not repeat itself here in the Cats' half. One strike to Roussas. Fastball swung on a miss, strike two. If this young man, Turner Sparks, continues to develop, and again, I'll defer, Roy, to your pitching expertise, you and Cable, you've got to like what you see out of the sophomore. Just low on that pitch.
Now, he's still got a lot of developing to do physical.
Yeah.
And he, like I said, his motion is smooth and pretty good velocity for a sophomore. Doesn't seem like he's put much effort into it.
Seems really comfortable working that foul straight back on the curveball. Really comfortable out of the stretch here with two runners on.
You know, if you watch enough Major League Baseball, college baseball, the same thing. There's players that just seem like they're effortless, and the ball,
yes, sir,
pops in that catcher's mitt, and other ones are herky-jerky and throw everything they hand into it.
Here comes the 1-2. Called strike three on the corner. A good pitch there from Sparks. Yeah, some of those guys look like they're made out of, I don't know, like what's those little transformer metal pieces that you buckle together? You think, how in the world can they even hold a ball, much less throw it?
But some of you watch the major leagues, they just nice and smooth. And you watch the radar gun at 96, 98. You're like, dang.
Here comes Isaiah Williams, the DH.
Had two hits in the game at round on, I guess that would have been last Tuesday. A double into right center field and another single to right field.
Takes that first pitch at the knees, strike one. Isaiah comes in batting .286 for the Cats. So 2-1, two outs. Boy, you say let's punch one to the gap and score right here. See if I can talk it into existence. Not on that pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two.
Second baseman is playing him more up toward the middle, and Isaiah's been hitting the ball a lot to real, so big hole between first and second.
Trying to hold Corbin on. Runners go. Swung on and missed, strike three. If he'd have caught up with that one, it would have gone to right field. Identical halves of the first inning. First two batters get on, and then three consecutive outs. One in the books, no score. Bath and Henry Clay, top of the second after this on WKCA.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Welcome back. One inning complete. Henry Clay, no runs on one hit. Bath County, no runs on no hits. Both teams got a couple on board. Could not push one across in the first. 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Devils in the top half of the second. Ian Rohn, Brandon Caballero, and Garrett O'Donnell to face Braden Roussas in his second inning of work. Roussas, of course, a long right-hander. Squares the bunt, drops it down. That's a good one. He's on there. A leadoff bunt single.
Nothing the fielders could do on that one. You couldn't take it down there and just laid it down any better than that one was placed.
Couldn't have dropped it out of your pocket and done any better.
Second hit of the day for Henry Clay.
Caballero, the DH, jersey 23. He's a righty. Rohn, pretty good speed on that bunt. Wonder if he's off first pitch. Nope. He, too, wearing that mitten on the left-hand side.
Oh, get the pizza out of oven here after it gets done.
Listen, I'll take a little pepperoni.
Which is what it looks like. Got it.
Yeah. Well, Hamburger Helper logo fouled back onto the Bath County football or Morehead State football complex. Two strikes, now the count. From Roussas to Caballero. No score, top of the second. No runs, one hit for Henry Clay. No runs, no hits for the Cats in that first inning. And then a leadoff bunt single by Rohn here in the second. In tight, 1-2. Whole lot of snap into the mid of Jay Smith there.
Roussas did not like that ball, so... switches one out.
One of the greatest baseball bloopers of all time. I don't know how many pitches they roll back and forth to one another. You probably know what I'm talking about. The pitcher would throw one in, the umpire would throw one out. The pitcher would throw one in, runner goes. The throw down is a good one. Not in time. Good jump off of first base. So Rohn with a bunt single and a stolen base.
He stole that off the pitcher because, which... 90% of all stolen bases are.
Garrett O'Donnell.
Brings up catcher Garrett O'Donnell. Left-hander, jersey number 7. The pitcher and the umpire in that video not getting along, so they start rolling the ball back and forth to each other. Probably 60 seconds worth. Whatever the umpire put out there, the pitcher didn't like it. Fouled up into the parking lot. Look out. Little Toyota. One strike now, the count to Garrett O'Donnell with
enough
second
games
base.
Here, you learn to park way down the road here.
Where to park and where not. Well, now I'm over a couple of rows, and I figure by the time the ball gets to it, it's lost the majority of the momentum. The one strike count to O'Donnell, again, fouled over the Henry Clay dugout. Strike 2, good fastball from Roussas. I'm not sure what's going on, but I've seen a couple of baseballs roll completely across the infield to the Bath County dugout.
It must have been the ones that come back into play. Of course, Bath County, the home team, has to provide the baseball, so they're probably throwing them back into the...
Well, that makes sense, I guess. Except right in the middle of the game. Here's the two-strike offering. Low and away, ball 1. So a leadoff bunt single, stolen base, strikeout. Henry Clay's got a runner at second in Roan. One out with O'Donnell at the plate. The lefty would like to put one behind the batter. Ground ball to third. Good play. Throw over's got him. Runner will advance.
Good play. Corbin Zarrell had a backhand to that one. Good strong throw to first. And the runner moves up after, on the throw to third.
And Corbin in the shade right there, but there's a few spots where the sun is coming through. So as that ball comes through the sun, into the shade, into the sun, into the shade. Good play by Sorrell. Brings up Luke Bailey, the second baseman, out of the zone, ball one. So runner at third. Second time the Devils have had a runner at third base. Couldn't push him across in the first inning. Let's see what we can do here in the second. Foul tipped. I thought I saw a foul tip, but the runner scores. That right arm, you gotta explain.
Well,
was that just a strike?
Yeah, it was just
okay.
A strike.
Okay.
I thought it was a foul ball from here, but you know, we're a long way away and in the press box, so we can't hear the sound of a foul ball, but sure looked like it.
One ball, one strike. Henry Clay breaks the ice with a run in, a bunt single, stolen base. Advance on a ground out to third and comes in on a pitch that gets out of the way of the catcher. That is the definition of small ball, and that's how you score runs right there. So Bailey at the plate, leadoff hitting Draper on deck. Henry Clay up one with two outs in the top half of the second. Curveball just stays high. That was not hardly a Brock Baber curveball, but it seemed like it moved a lot. 3-2, the payoff.
Strike three.
Ooh. In, missed inside. Base on balls to the number nine hitting Bailey. Brings up Draper. Draper singled, stranded to third, his first time up. The Devils have scored one with two outs. And now a two-out single, or two-out base on balls. The Cats defense pretty much straight away, time called. Not a bad-looking pitch from where I stood, but my view is 62 feet away from home plate. And who am I to question?
I wanted strike three.
I'm not above wondering, but I don't want to question.
It was borderline. Could have been.
So one in, one on, two out. Throw down to third. Just under the tag. Good throw by Jay Smith. Bailey. Just under the tag from Colton Carpenter. 2-0 the count. Fastball called strike one, 2-1. Draper at the plate, Elma Dollar, who walked in the first inning, is on deck. Sure could stand to finish this inning right here. Just inside on the fastball, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two outs, one on, one in. 1-0, the Henry Clay lead over Bath. Outside ball four, back-to-back walks.
Third walk of the day for Roos's.
Alex Elmadollar.
Roos's with that sleeve on that right arm. Not sure I'm a fan of the powder blue catcher's mitt. Coach, I'm going to have to do something about that.
Yeah. Yeah, too much North Carolina color.
Too much Carolina. Throw back to second, not in time. My days of catching, I've told you before, I had to steal kitchen sponges off my mother's counter to put them inside my glove. Curveball drops in there, strike one. Good movement on that. I may have had Yogi Berra's old catcher's mitt. There was zero padding. Strike one, now the count to Elma Dollar. Curveball stays outside, ball two. Bruce is pretty good motion on his curve today.
Looks good, just not real comfortable with getting the ball over the plate right now. Been pitching from behind most of the day.
Throw back. In safely. That last curveball may have overthrown it just a little. It's easy to get a little extra adrenaline. Fastball low and away. Good scoop by Smith. 2-1. Henry Clay leads 1-0. They've got one run on two hits. Three Devils have reached by walk. There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Corbin Sorrell right there. That would have been trouble, though. Even Corbin with a big stout arm, he was deep behind third base if it would have stayed fair. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Henry Clay one, Bath nothing. The break even, fouled at the plate. Good pitch. Took just a little bit off that curveball, and it really broke hard as it got to the plate. Good job by Elma Dollar to stay alive. Foul tip. Count remains 2-2. Two on, two out, one in. Here's the break even. Fastball out of the zone. Count full.
Runners will be going here, so only play be first base on the ground ball.
Do you step off and try to catch them leaning a step early? The payoff, there is a fly ball down the left field line. That's going to be on the fence and about 8 feet. Outside the fence, Clay Manley right there, just in case the wind brought it back in. We'll reset and do it again.
Do it again.
Three balls, two strikes, two out, two on. One run in the Devil second. Counts full. Here's the payoff from Roussas to Elma Dollar. Runners go, swung on and missed, good curve. Chase Smith with the throw down. Bath County defense limits the damage to one run, but Henry Clay does break the scoring ice. They lead 1-0 halfway through the second, bottom of the second after these words on WKCA.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last, like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling. Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell. Funeral director at 683-2871.
One and a half innings complete. It is Henry Clay, one run on two hits. Four stranded, Bath County, no runs on no hits, two left on base. 6, 7, and 8, second baseman Memphis Beadle, first baseman Colton Carpenter, left fielder Clay Manley due up. The first innings were identical. Let's see if we can get the second innings identical. If we can get Memphis on base, let him steal one, advance on a ground ball, and score on a wild pitch.
We'll take it right now.
We'll square up and call it good to go. As Memphis fouls one right straight back toward press row, he's down two strikes.
Some of the Oh, after his pitch, we'll talk a little bit about the ratings in the region. Memphis batting 270. Curveball stays off the plate. Top four, not in any particular order. You've got Round, Raceland, Boyd, and East Carter. And then I think Bass was fifth or sixth. But those four. Ground ball.
It'll be a tough play.
Deep. Winds up getting through the hole. So, again, maybe speak it into existence, a leadoff single.
Shortstop would have had a hard time throwing him out, even if he had come up with that one, because he was in the hole when he
deep in the hole.
Now batting, Fulton Carpenter.
Yes, sir. Tell you what, Day, pretty good wheels, got over to it, just under the glove. But, again, it'd be one of those, if he'd come up with it, best thing to do is put it in your pocket. If you're not careful, you'll throw it over onto the football field. One strike as Carpenter fouls it toward the third base coach's box. So one on, no outs, strike one to Carpenter here in the bottom of the second. Bath County trails 1-0 to Henry Clay. Listen, there's a lot of good baseball in the 16th. Fouled back, strike two. Looked like it may have glanced off of O'Donnell's mask. He adjusted a little bit. The umpire looked like he walked out and asked him. O'Donnell said, look, I'm a hockey player. I am tough. Strike two, the count. Choke up, put one in play. Swung on and missed, a good off-speed pitch.
Of course, in the 16th, we've seen Round twice.
Yes, sir.
Haven't played Raceland or East Carter or Boyd County. Boyd may have had the best pitchers coming back, but somebody said they were having some arm problems. So,
Left-handed hitting Clay Manley steps in to face Turner Sparks. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. I presume that's dirt, or is that turf? Okay. Well, I'm going to call it dirt. Till you get to the bags, and then the infield has got dirt. Pitcher's mound, dirt. Grass in the outfield. Fastball swung on and missed, 1-1. Good smoke off the right arm of Turner Sparks. One ball, one strike. One out, one on. Bath County half of the second inning. Cats trail by one. Swung on and missed, strike two. Pretty good pitch at the knees for Manley.
Just put it in play here.
The 1-2. Manley, a one hopper to short. Lead runner is out on the fielder's choice. Manley reaches on the fielder's choice.
Now batting, Logan.
Shortstop Norrie Day did exactly what he needed to do, called it cleanly, flipped over to Bailey at second base, got the lead runner, brings up right fielder Logan Hiley. Hiley, jersey number one, gets the start in right field today. Pretty good pitch there. A little break on that one. One strike, the count to Logan Hiley. 1-1. Speaking of Bath County softball, tomorrow night the Cats host Fleming in a district matchup. We'll have that game right here on 97.7 and WKCARadio.com. Hold that back foot. Swung on and missed, strike two. Get the staple gun out and put that back foot down and keep it there. One ball, two strike, two out, one on, bottom of the second. Out of the zone, 2-2.
I'm going to guess curveball here.
Yes, sir. Curve, slider, something like that. Something's got a little break into it. Here comes the 2-2.
There it is. Good job.
Fouled at the plate.
Good job, Logan.
Got just enough of it to stay alive. Exactly what you need to do.
live to swing again. Hope the pitcher makes a mistake that you can do something with. Make him work. Get the pitch count up. All that kind of stuff. Another 2-2 pitch. Too highly. Out of the zone. Counts full.
Woo! It looked good from here. So one ball strike at least has went for us there.
Counts full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. First baseman Gonzalez still holding the runner on. Swung on and missed. A good fastball. Strike 3. Bath County strands one. 1 base hit, no score. 2 innings in the books. It is Henry Clay 1, Bath County nothing. Top of the 3rd after this on WKCA.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Complete. Henry Clay, 1 run, 2 hits. Bath County, no runs on 1 hit. 3-4-5 due up for the Devils. Isaac Roan, Nori Day, Giancarlo Gonzalez. Here in the 3rd inning, Braden Roussas has struck out 2, walked 3 as the shadows creep over from the left field side. Third baseman and shortstop now both in the shadows. A little spot of sun in between trees, but not much. That ball is called fair. The Henry Clay coach called it fair, and the umpire then said it was fair. It looked to me like it was just shy.
To me, there's no way. To me, there's no way it was a fair ball. But
a leadoff double from Roan. There were a couple of instances in the 2A softball tournament where first base coach made the call and the umpire said, yeah. not exactly the case, but the net result was the same. So a leadoff double, third base hit of the day for Henry Clay, brings up cleanup hitting shortstop Nori Day, squares to bunt, pulls it back. This is one of those instances where all 9 guys are in motion. Day squares to bunt, so third base pulls in. Shortstop goes to cover third. Swung on grounder through the hole, coming up with it and relaying in. Had a collision there at third base. Sorrell goes down. Roan goes down. Had a couple of fans offering their thoughts.
I'll be surprised here if they don't let him go on.
Let him go on anyway.
Let him score because of the obstruction.
The way that the press box is set up, there are 6 or 8 windows in a row, and right where third base is, if I'm standing in my normal spot,
now, the
edge of the window is there.
The base runner has the right to the baseline.
Yes. So was Corbin on the base?
He was a step or so behind the base, and the guy rounded third.
But where you come around, that's kind of the line. Well, everybody staying put on the corners.
Gonzalez.
main thing is Corbin's all right. It's a pretty good tumble there.
Pretty good collision. Corbin's tough. But when you got a guy going full speed, and it appears that Roan is 6 foot 180 more or less. He's certainly not spindly.
And I think Corbin was looking out to left field
where
the ball was hit, so he wasn't really paying attention to the runner.
Like in a position to kind of defend himself. There's a line drive. That is, they got a shot of getting out off of that high fence. A long single. Runner advances to second base on the throw, so Roan does score the second inning of the game. Day winds up at third. Gonzalez. That ball was a laser beam to left field. How tall's that fence out there?
30 feet. 30. Yeah, it cleared the fence that has the tarp on it, but the fence is still another 20 foot higher than that.
Well, if everybody familiar with the yellow metal, there's a number off the handle.
Tough play.
Roussas. I think that the batter hit it off his hands, and he thought it was a dead ball because he did not make an effort to move.
Now batting, Brandon Cavallario.
So Day comes in to score the third run of the game. Everybody knows those metal, yellow metal foul poles?
Yes.
The top of the screen in the right field fence here is to the top of that foul pole. The regular chain link is the regular 8 foot chain link, and then you put another 20 so feet on top of that. It is the MSU equivalent of the Green Monster. Yeah, baby, yeah. Of course, they know what they need to do is sell a bunch of advertising signs and put up there and generate a little cash. They do have some kind of big excavator sitting back there. One ball, one strike. Runner at third, look out. The throw down to third base, over the head.
Gonzalez scores easy.
Comes in
to
score, yes, sir.
Charles Head into left field.
That's the fourth run of the game, three here. Caballero steps back in with a two-ball, one-strike count, one out, three in, a single, with a sacrifice in there. There's another one off the fist, fouled straight back. I'm convinced that Roan thought that ball hit his hands on the swing or something, and he did not flinch getting out of the box.
No, because if he had it, it'd been a close play.
It'd been a bang-bang play, curveball out of the zone. Roussas wound up picking up that little number. He was probably 8 feet off of the first base bag when he picked it up and flipped it to Carpenter. Ball four skips in there.
Fourth walk of the day for Roussas.
Now batting, Garrett
O'Donnell, the catcher who grounded out to third his first time up. So three in, one on, one out. Bath County coach Patrick Armitage in the infield gather up on the hill to talk with Roussas. Looks like he's just kind of overthrowing a little bit, just trying to reach back a little too deep. Instead of pitching, he's throwing.
Well, and like I said earlier, he's been behind in the count to almost every hitter he's faced today, and makes it a whole lot easier to hit. You know, if you can prove you can throw the fastball or the curve or a strike at any time, then those batters don't know what's coming. So and they haven't knocked the cover off of it either.
Well, except for that one single off Gonzalez's bat, that was a laser beam to right field. Scored a single, advanced to second when nobody took the cutoff throw. Ball one. Throw back to first, not in time. Caballero dives back in. There's a flare down the right field line. That one's going foul. lands in the brick dust down the left field line.
Some of the fans give them hard times. Are you sure that one's foul?
Well, the ground ball down third was tight, but it appeared left of the line from my obscured angle. But again, I'm a homer. There's a line drive right through the box. Fourth hit of the inning. Fifth runner puts Caballero at second and O'Donnell at first. Runner going in is Isaiah Steffen, jersey number four.
Pinch runner number four, Isaiah Steffen.
So let me write Steffen down in my book.
Bailey walked his first time up, the number nine hitter.
Bailey in the number nine spot comes in with a 316 average. That's not too shabby. Squares to bunt, curveball drops in there. Again, that's pretty good motion on that curve. From Roos, strike one, the call. Do you come right back with another curve?
No.
Smoke.
Fastball busts his hands right here.
One strike pitch from Roos. To Bailey, low and away, one and one. Henry Clay with one in the second, three here in the third. Two runners on, one out. Number nine hitting Luke Bailey, who walked his first time up.
Bunt got the, comes straight back and gets Jace, the catcher, either in the knee or
in his left big toe, I think. No, right above. Oh,
right where the shin guards don't get up. Right.
So there's a spot when you are a catcher, right above that shin guard. When you're hunkered down there, your thighs are kind of parallel to the ground, so they're a little bit protected until you start to stand up.
Exposes a different.
And then you are wide open. Good grief. Chase still flinching. One ball, two strikes. Roos to Bailey. Curveball. Good job. Battling that curveball up. Stays alive, one and two. Sure do need an out right here if you're a Cat fan. Top of the order with Draper up next. Been on twice with a hit and a walk. Fastball stays high, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on. Three in this inning, four total for the Devils. That's where we stand scoring-wise, 4-0 here in the top of the third. The break even, swung on and missed. Good pitch there.
Third strikeout of the day for Roos.
Brings up Draper, who singled. Stranded at third, his first time up. Walked, stranded at first, his second time up. The eighth batter of the inning with three in, two on, two out is Draper. Roos, the righty, fastball, swung on and missed, one strike to count. Nice location on that pitch, bottom half of the zone. Elmadollar on deck. Curveball in there, strike two, a dandy. Here's where you bust him on the hands. Fastball in.
Don't throw a strike. Never throw an 0-2 strike.
It'll bite you, won't it? Well, he heard you. That pitch just a bit outside. Not hardly out of the reach of Jace Smith, but good thing Jace is not 5'6". One ball, two strike, two on, two out, three in, time called. Top half of the third, Henry Clay four. Three of those four score in this inning. One in the second, three here in the third. Cats hope to stop the bleeding. Here's the 1-2 from Roussis. Another curveball stays wide. 2-2.
This is the go pitch right here. You don't want to go full.
Here comes the break even. Roussis to Draper. Fastball swung on and missed. Good comeback right there. Henry Clay scores three. They're up 4-0. Bottom of the third after these messages. Bath County coming to bat on WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
Bath County coming to bat in the bottom half of the third. Henry Clay unofficially 4 runs, 6 hits. Bath County no runs on 1 hit. Top of the order, Sorrell Donahue Smith. Roussis, Williams, and Beadle hope to come up, as do Carpenter, Manley, and Hiley. Bath County down 4 in this third inning. Not necessarily crunch time, but you give up a 3-spot in the third. You want to whittle some of that back off. Let's get at least 1 or 2. Tighten things up. Strike 1. Change of pace on that pitch. Outside corner. Strike 2. Ground ball to short. Charging, scooping, throwing. Good stretch at first base by Giancarlo Gonzalez. One up, one down.
Nice play there by Day, the shortstop, as he charged. Kind of threw the underhand or sidearm underhand throw to first. Made a good strong throw to get Sorrell.
Brings up Brock Donahue, reached on an error in that first inning. Low and away, ball one. Donahue, the shortstop today, batting 293, does a lot on the mound. There's a fly ball into center field. Lining up, squeezing, is Ian Rohn, 2 up, 2 down. Brings up catcher Jay Smith.
Now batting, Jace Smith.
You know, the way this home run fence is, of course, it, in my line of sight, the backstop wire is directly in line with the home run fence from left center to right center, because I thought surely that doesn't drop from 40 feet high to 8 feet high. Now I see that there is a drop down from the gap in left center all the way to the flagpole. It's what, 5'10" to right center?
Yeah.
More or less. There's a fly ball to deep center field, back on the track. That ball was a long way from home plate, but Rohn did exactly what he needed to do, got on the track and made the catch. 3 complete. Henry Clay leads Bath County 4-0, top of the fourth after this on WKCA.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owings.
Oh, a couple of them. Top of the fourth, Henry Clay. They've got a four spot on the board. Bath's got a goose egg on the board.
Change
pitcher. New pitcher. Is that 19? I can't see that far, Coach.
40. Is it Crouch?
The new pitcher is Colton Carpenter. Did you say 40?
40.
So Colton moves in from first base, and Roussas moves over from the mound to first.
Position change.
Uh-huh. So the first three innings belong to Roussas. Carpenter comes in the fourth. Other than that, trying to look around at all the numbers, Beadle, Donahue.
Yep.
Everybody else is the same. Sorrell's the same. Highly Witt, Manley in the outfield, Smith behind the plate. So just a
Alex Elmadollar.
If you're scoring at home, and we know you are, pitcher moves to first, first moves to the mound. Number two hitting right fielder, Alex Elmadollar, who has walked and struck out. Carpenter, first pitch out of the zone, ball one. Now the shade, about the only players not completely encapsulated in shade, are the first baseman and the right fielder. That pitch apparently low, ball two.
Did you work all week on that word, encapsulated?
Encapsulated? Listen, I did some Googling on the way up here. There's a pop-up on the infield. Somebody call it. Roussas. Over. That right there, my friends, is a elevator shaft home run. That is a long way up and a long way down. That ball may have been wet when it got into the glove of Braden Roussas. Brings up Isaac Roan, who hit a fly ball to center field, doubled and scored the first run in that third inning. First pitch from Carpenter out of the zone, ball one. So Roan comes in here one for two on the day. There's a shot pulled foul down the third baseline. Roan comes in at 300 for the season unofficially. All these stats courtesy of the KHSAA.
He's one let off last inning with the ball down the third baseline that
he sure
all
did.
Bath County people said was foul, but the umpire said fair, and that's the only one that counts.
There's another one pulled foul down the third baseline. That one wound up in the tarp or under the fence or something. Manley lets it lay as one of the Devils goes down to get it. One ball, two strikes, one out. Good off-speed pitch. Roan waits for it, fouls it. Over the Bath County bullpen, down, if you're familiar with the Moorhead State University Athletic Complex, the football field and the track, to our right. Fastball low and away, skips to the screen, two balls, two strikes. Carpenter tried to get him chase a bad one. He wouldn't do it. On deck, shortstop Norrie Day. There's another ground ball down toward the Henry Clay dugout. Count remains 2-2, one out. And Roussas went three innings, four runs, six hits, four strikeouts, and four walks. There's a curveball that is a line shot into left field that lands on the warning track in with a stand-up double.
His second double of the day for Roan.
One out double brings up Day, who hit a pop-up infield fly to the shortstop, single and run scored in the fourth. One for two for Day. Four runs in for the Devils. Can't stand to give up anymore. Don't want to dig too deep a hole. Day, the cleanup hitter for Henry Clay. Time called.
Of course, in our pregame, Ira Kilburn, I told you we had to score five runs to have a chance. And
yep. Day comes in with a 325 average. Jay Smith still a little limp on that left-hand side. That ball caught him right above the shin guard. And listen, as a former catcher, you think, I've got enough equipment on. I'm like a medieval knight. There's nothing. That baseball has a way to find the one unprotected spot, and you will never avoid it. Ball one just inside, no matter how hard you try. Runner at second is Roan. There's a foul ball toward the Blue Devil dugout. You were a pitcher primarily, among other things?
Mostly third base in college. Uh-huh. Yeah, no pitching in college.
Curveball stays low. Just out of the zone. Two balls, one strike, one out, one on. And not a power hitter. That stuns me, Roy.
No.
Fastball swung on and missed. 2-2. Is that some of that John South cooking? What you got there? Those are them big jumbos. No, listen, I'm good. I'm in great shape. Those are those big jumbo Franks. There's a line drive into the gap into center field. That's going to score one. One hops the fence, throw into second, not in time. Runner at second, Roan, did not get a good read off of that. Does come around to score, so back-to-back doubles. That's the fifth Blue Devil run as Gonzalez comes to the plate. Foul pop to the third baseman, single and scored in that three-run third. Day takes off some of that armor that you wear at the plate, protecting those elbows. Big lead out at second base. Curveball from Carpenter stays out of the zone, ball one. Carpenter, a junior, one of half a dozen guys that Coach Armitage can use to eat up innings. Inside, ball two. Gonzalez, willing to take a hit batsman, did not move on that inside fastball, 2-0. Outside, ball three. Bath County pitchers just not tuned in finding that zone here today. Consistently working from behind. That makes a tough spot for the pitcher. Called strike one. Makes a big difference for the batter. Here comes the 3-1 from Carpenter to Gonzalez, the lefty. Takes it high, ball four. So a pop-up, back-to-back doubles, and a base on balls. That's one in, two on, one out.
Man, those dogs smell good. Listen, I'm downwind. Listen, that's them all beef franks. That's not the cheap stuff that MSU is putting out. They're going all in. Brings up Roan, the center fielder. That pitch out of the zone. Roan squared the bunt. Both runners advance on a pitch that skips to the fence. A lot of room behind home plate. If I would have caught up here, I would have had legs of steel as many times as I'd walked to the screen. One ball to count, two balls. I think that's the only reason that they let me catch at Cigar Park, because the fence was 8 feet away. Most time I'd let them go and they'd bounce right back under my feet. Ball two to count. Runners at second and third. There's a good off-speed pitch.
Yeah, I've seen visiting teams play it at Bath County years ago, and they'd take off for second to steal, and they'd see it get by the catcher, and they'd ease up, well, they'd bounce right to the catcher, and there's several runners got thrown out because they took the last 10 steps easy.
2-1. Carpenter to Roan. Good breaking pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. This would be a big out here as well. Stay tuned during our post game. The Ira Kilburn Final Verdict, sponsored by Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law. The Downtown Athletic Defensive Play or Player of the Game. R. L. Cottle Construction Offensive Play or Player of the Game. Foul tipped at the plate. Count remains the same. Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. Count remains 2-2 with 1 out, 2 on. One devil has crossed in this fourth inning. They've got a total of 5 in. Bath County 0. Runners at second and third. Henry Clay has a chance to crack this baby wide open right here. There's a good curveball. Just misses. Had the batter a little bit off balance. 3-2. Foul tipped at the plate. Count remains full. Henry Clay, 1 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd, 1 so far here in the 4th, with 1 out and 2 on. That's their 5. Doesn't take long to count to 0.
Victory.
Ooh, good grief. Ball 4. Again, that right hand going out like that is what confuses me, because I'm used to an umpire reaching that right arm out for a called strike 3, but not the case. The DH, Brandon Caballero, strikeout, base on balls, no place to put him. Check swing, strike 1. Carpenter needs to buckle down, throw strikes. Turn 2 on the middle infield, get the lead runner on the corners. Good job by Smith. Jump out and knock that pitch down. Ball and strike, 1 out, bases full of devils. Day at 3rd, Gonzalez at 2nd, Roan at 1st. Caballero at the plate. There's a good pitch fouled at the plate. Count remains 1-2. Any idea what else is on the menu down there in the concession stand?
Brats as well.
Brats as well.
Nachos.
Cheese.
Candy.
Awesome. Oh, no, I have a hard time talking while I'm eating. 1-2. I tend to eat and not talk. Curveball stays out of the zone. Throw down. Had him leaning.
Had him at 3rd. We did. Sorrell tried to tag, I think, before he caught.
Do a little swipe tag. 2-2. Bases full. 1 out.
Henry Clay up 5, hoping to break it open. Swung on and missed. Good job there by Carpenter to come back with that strikeout. That a candidate for a Dig Deep Award during our post game brings up O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 1-for-2, grounded out to third. Singled in the third. Bases full, 2 outs now. That takes about 52 different options off the table. Go to the nearest base. Curveball in there, strike one. Good job by Carpenter to get that first strike pitch. When you are struggling, a first pitch strike lifts 800 pounds off your shoulders. Strike one, the count. Swung on and missed, strike two, throw down. Throw down, swipe tag. Just in, time called at third base because Day has got some kind of scrape on his right knee.
May have got spiked by the third baseman as he came down on him.
Is it a spike? Of course, he's wearing his pants are cuffed about 6 inches above his knees.
That's the only thing that could have happened for him to get hurt.
I didn't know if he just like dragged bare skin across the dirt. We're back in action though. 0-2. There's a one hopper to second base. Unable to field it. One run scores. Two run score. Does it go to second and third? So apparently the ball, when it skipped past Roussas, it went into the dugout or something, one of the ground rules. So Day scores, Gonzalez scores, Roan moves to third, O'Donnell is at second, reached on an error.
Luke Bailey.
So another 3 spots so far with 2 more in scoring position. Courtesy runner going in is Isaiah Steffen. He's back in to run for O'Donnell. One of the greatest rules in high school football, high school baseball, those courtesy runners for the pitcher and the catcher. Speed up, especially the catcher. Let him get his gear on. First pitch out of the zone, ball one. Obviously me with my incredible speed, I did not need courtesy runners. I was a weapon on the base pass. 1-1. Nobody cares to catch me on that. Foul ball into the bleachers. 2-2. A 2-run error. Not good things happening for the Cats in this inning. Henry Clay up 7 with 1 in the second, 3 in the third, 3 here in the fourth, 2 on. There's a little flare over the first baseman's head. That winds up in foul territory. Roussas, Beadle, and Hiley, all 3 give chase. Lands in what would be the bullpen if the bullpen was down the line like that. Here at MSU, the bullpen behind the screen. Count remains 1-2. This is a Morehead State University showcase game. Bath County and Henry Clay. We've done this a handful of times. It's always fun to come to the big field. There's one off the handle. Roussas. What a running catch there by Roussas to finish this inning. Henry Clay, though, puts on another 3 spot. They're up 7 halfway through the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth after this on WKCA.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Your Bath Ace Hardware says, get more. That is Benjamin Moore. Every time you paint, more color, more selection, more ways to shop. Red hot buys through April the 30th. Everything you need for the season, in and around the home, garden and lawn needs. You'll find everything in the well-stocked aisles at your Bath Ace Hardware. Celebrating 100 years of helpful. Located on Water Street, downtown Owingsville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
All right, it's time for the Cats to wake those bats up halfway through the fourth inning. Henry Clay up 7. They scored one run on one hit in the third, 3 runs on 4 hits in the third inning.
Braden Roosis.
3 runs on 2 hits. In that fourth inning, stranded a couple. Roosis, Williams, Beadle due up. Cats need to break through here. Sparks in his fourth inning of work. In complete control. You got any Merle Haggard in there?
Just checking. I don't know who that is.
Uh-huh. Does the name Merle Haggard do anything for you? Okay. Listen, you're in Eastern Kentucky now. You got to come up with that. First pitch to Roosis, a line drive foul. Are you stuck, Roy?
No.
You standing on your headphone cord?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh, somebody's knocking on the door. They looking for you. That may be the law. Strike two, the count. Got an injury to, I presume, Day. Is that what she was saying? Yeah, that was Day probably on that.
Got spike.
Try to catch stealing, yep. Let's hope it's not too bad. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Strike three, a good comeback pitch. Roosis goes down swinging. Sparks. 5 strikeouts on the game.
Isaiah Williams.
So is there a trainer or somebody on hand? Probably. Let's hope so. Anybody got duct tape? Williams takes that pitch high and tight. Ball one. Little gauze, little duct tape, rub a little dirt on it. There's a chopper, goes foul down the third baseline. 1-1. Let's hope that Day, nothing significant. He's standing there by the dugout with a smile on his face. That doesn't mean. There's a foul ball straight back. Count remains 1-2. Let's hope it's nothing serious. Bring in an ice bag and a paper towel or something. 1-2, 1 out. There's a base hit into right field. Takes that pitch to opposite field.
And like I said, Tuesday at round, he had 2 hits to right field.
Now batting, Memphis Beadle.
Williams, the second base hit of the game. Beadle got the other one in the second inning. So a 1-out single from Williams. How about let's start a 1-out rally here. Turn your cap around backward. Do a little dance. Let's see what happens. First pitch to Beadle out of the zone, ball one.
Beadle wears jersey number 14, right-handed batter. Williams at first. There's a fly ball. Third baseman, shortstop. Third baseman catches it. Colton Carpenter, who started at first base. That's not exactly right. They've got a new batter coming in.
Number 12.
Zane McCarty. That's my buddy Zane. Zane, a junior, batting. Yep, Zane McCarty.
Now batting, Zane McCarty.
Zane, number 12, right-hand batter. I've known Zane since he was born. A lot of these I've known since they were born. A lot of them I've known since their parents were born. First pitch to Zane, fouled off, strike one. Zane, a good young man. Steps back in the right-hand box, down a strike. Batting for Carpenter. There's a ground ball to second. McCarty on the ground out. 4-3, that allows Williams to move to second base. Clay Manley. Oh,
it's the third
that
out.
Is the third
yep.
out. My bad. I marked one down wrong. Bath County strands a runner, four complete. The Devils up 7-0, top of the fifth after this on WKCA.
This is Chairman Carty. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Bath County just cannot get the offensive wheels turning.
Now batting,
Henry Clay. One in the second, three in the third, three in the fourth. They're up seven as we start this fifth inning.
You know, Roussas didn't pitch that bad of a ball game. He was behind in the count. A few walks, only one ball really hit hard. That was the one off the fence. That
was a single.
That was a single.
Hit
Gonzalez.
So hard. Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, we've a couple errors, three or four walks, a well-placed bloop hit here and a hit there, and next thing you know, we're down 7-0.
It's kind of that death by a thousand bee stings. 7-0. Ball two, now the count. Ball three. Those pitches must be low. Either that or these batters have very long knees. There they are, strike one, 3-1. We'll see if Carpenter comes back with an off-speed pitch here. There's a line drive to center field. Sack him up on a line drive to center, one up, done down.
Didn't hardly have to move a step that time.
Come in a couple, move one to the right. Elma Dollar, the right fielder, walked in the first, struck out in the second, popped up to the first baseman in the third. Curveball drops on the inside corner, strike one.
Whoever the positioning coach there needs kudos there. They had him played just right.
Curveball high, 1-1. Son down, not on the field, top of the mountains around us, there's another.
It's going to be tough if it stays fair.
Chase got him. Chase Smith hurried out from behind the box.
When it was hit, I didn't think he had a prayer, but he gets down the line when he's got a strong arm. And
yes, he does.
Makes a good throw to Roosis for the out.
A 2-3 put out. Good job by Smith. And again, he's still a little wiggly on that left leg. That baby's going to hurt for a while. There's a one hopper. Good scoop at short. Look out. A high throw. It is hard to overthrow a man 6'5", but we just did it. A good scoop. On a smash, short hopped by Donahue. Over the head of the first baseman, so a two-out error puts Roan at first base for the third time. A pair of doubles reached on an error. Parker Mays, the batter, where we presume that Day got a cut on that right leg. Very likely made contact with a spike, or a spike made contact with him. One strike to count. We're going to charge admission to walk in front of these windows. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, mercy, he was in his motion when time was called. Wow.
I would
throw it anyway. Throw it anyway. I don't think you get the call, but you take a gamble on something to that shoulder getting halfway through your throw and having to pull off a ball and a strike. Tough call there. We talk about it all the time. You have to watch hit batsmen. Actually, that ball hit the batter, which bounced off and hit Smith.
He's had a rough night behind the plate.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
A little ibuprofen, a little hot water. Gonzalez hit that smash off the right field fence. He thought it was out of here. Then he realized that fence out there was 42 feet tall. Runners at first and second. Curveball fouled into the Bath County dugout. A line out to center field. An outstanding throw on a number that Jay Smith sent a pellet to Roosis at first base. And then an error and a hit batsman. That's where we stand in this fifth. Lead still 7, called strike at the knees, 0-2. The batter, number 22, Parker Mays, his first time up for the day. There's a ground ball, good play down there behind the bag by Roosis. A 3 unassisted. No damage done here in the fifth inning for Henry Clay. They're still up 7, bottom of the fifth after this on WKCA.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
8-9-1 due up for the Cats in this fifth inning. Manly, Hiley, Sorrell. Roy, we were talking in between innings. Henry Clay up 7, but they've really not dominated. A couple of back-to-back base hits, a hit batsman, an error, whatever. Put little bits like that together.
I mean, they dominated on the scoreboard because it's 7-0. But as far as just hitting the ball and killing it, they haven't. You know, we've helped them along a couple walks, like a hit batter, 4 errors, and then add that to some of their well-placed and timely hitting, we're behind 7-0.
Yep.
Now batting, Clay.
Let's see if we can get something started off here in the fifth. Had a softball game the other night, Bath and Rowan, and in that state 2A sectional championship, Bath County down 6-0 after 5, came back, put on a 2-spot in the fifth, 3 in the sixth, and 2 more walk-off in the seventh. Let's see if the boys can do that.
Well, it's never too late. You get things going, you know. Hitting's usually contagious. A couple hits in a row, and everybody's wanting to get up there and bat.
Strike one, and if that pitch fouled off. There's a fly ball into short left.
Tough shortstop.
The left fielder catches it in fair territory, one up, one down.
Left fielder had to be playing him toward the line because that was a left-handed batter and hit it toward the left field line, and he was able to run under fairly easily.
Not playing real deep. Again, it's a little bit hard to see because that left field fence is so deep. They may be playing regular depth, but the fact that you've got 100 yards behind the left fielder, that is a right smart bit of acreage.
Bass, 2 hits
on
the day.
Left center.
Isaiah Williams single in the fourth, and Memphis Beetle single in the second.
1-1, 2-1, that pitch in the dirt. Sparks has had the number of the Cats today. Quick worker. High ball 3. Three ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Bath down the 7 spot to Henry Clay in the bottom of the fifth here in the Morehead State University Showcase game. Stay tuned. And our post-game coach, Patrick Armitage, will join us here on Press Row. Swung on and miss, counts full. Also have the Swartz Mowing Unsung Hero, the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, the Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Play or Player of the Game, swung on a miss, strike 3. The R.L. Cottle Construction Offensive Play or Player of the Game.
Now batting.
And the Ira Kilburn Final Verdict.
You know, and here's the case, Jeff. The coaches can use this as a confidence booster, not necessarily that we win the game, but we're not going to play anybody any better than Henry Clay the rest of the year. And, you know, use it, pick out some little things we did good, and just tell them, you know, the competition is going to help you. You may not have won the game, but you get better by playing better people.
Swung on a missed, 1 ball, 1 strike to Sorrell. Donahue on deck.
And this pitcher by no means is overpowering. Throws a lot of strikes.
He throws strikes, so yep.
And, you know, the defense behind him has made every play that, other than he made an error the second batter of the game on a comebacker.
Lays off that high fastball, 3-1 now. Can't believe the guy brought red chips instead of blue chips. We're going to have to write a letter to the athletic director. High ball 4. Coach Kelly Wells, if you're listening, base on balls to Corbin Sorrell, 2 outs, brings up Brock Donahue. We're going to have extra laps or something for the colorblind guy. Drop those nacho cheese red instead of those ranch blue now. Come on. There's a smash into center field, camping and squeezing. Had him played just right. Bath County strands a runner. 5 complete Henry Clay, 7, Bath, nothing. Top of the 6 after this on WKCA.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Five complete, 7-0, Blue Devils over the Cats. Top half of the 6th inning, they've got 6, 7, and 8. Roan, Caballero, and O'Donnell.
How about it? Ian Roan.
Roan, jersey number 1, the center fielder. Singled and scored in the 2nd, sacrifice in the 3rd. Walked and stranded at 3rd base in the 4th inning. I swear Jay's still flinching a little bit in that left leg. Squares to bunt, drops it down. It's a good one. Corbin Sorrell.
And I didn't write down. Was he the one that bunted the first time? Which one had the bunt single? Because I didn't write that down.
Be Roan.
So he's got both of them.
Yes, sir.
I believe I'd have been playing a little shallower then. But well placed bunt again.
Who you got? Number 21 for Henry Clay. That happens to be Fearson. O-E-P-P-I-N-G. Give me a read there, Coach. Epping? How about Epping? Fearson Epping. Opping? Fearson Opping. 21. 21, you say? Fearson Opping.
Now batting, number 21. Fearson Opping.
Yep, that's not right. It wasn't right, but it was.
Listen, we're only off by one syllable. You know, I was calling the game. Actually, it was the All-A game against Newport Central Catholic when Cable was an 8th grader. And they kept bringing players in, had names about that long. This was before we did our internet feed, however many, 20 years ago. And I just started making up names. Up next, Steve Beecraft. The next batter for Newport was Joe Wilson or something, because I couldn't say those names. They was 35 letters long and not a vowel in there anywhere.
Oh.
Another hit batsman. So Epping, if we have said that right, and we doubt we are,
O'Donnell
is a hit batsman. So a bunt and a hit batsman. Now O'Donnell comes up. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Ground out to 3rd, reached on an error. Foul that one off, 1 strike to count. So if Epping, see, that's what I said first, and you boys wouldn't believe me. That's not true either. So the O is silent. There's a ground ball to short, unable to come up with it. So a bunt single, a hit batsman. And an error loads them up. So Epping, to the Epping family, I apologize to you. Courtesy runner going in. Stephan again running for O'Donnell. O'Donnell has reached twice on an error. John Crandall, the 8th grader, coming into bat. That ball looked like it took an odd hop.
Came up and caught Memphis Beetle. He'll have a little bruise to deal with.
Just show you how the inning has gone, about the way the game's gone. Bunt single, hit by pitch, and an E4 is how they've got the first three runners on this inning.
And a good bunt. There's a flare down the right field line. Foul territory. Out of play. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Base is full. I tried to get pronunciations of all of them. I missed Epping. I led my PA man astray. Time called. Listen, put those chili dogs on my tab. I'll take care of you. That's my bad. Now, you can't blame me for the wrong color chips, but you can blame me for that one. Curveball. Low, one ball, two strikes.
Bath County travels to Berea tomorrow night for a 6 o'clock start and goes to Cordia to play Clay County on Friday night. That's the rest of the schedule for this week.
Crandall looks at strike three. First out of the game. First out of the inning. Back to the top of the order.
Now batting, number 30, Tucker Williams.
Tucker Williams comes to bat. That sophomore is a long drink of water in that right-hand box. If Tucker is not a basketball player or a softball goalie or soccer goalie, he has missed his call. Good off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. About a 6'8 wingspan on that young man. Ground ball to second. Big hop, flip to the second. Under the glove of the first baseman, another runner scores.
Get him again.
That was the foreset. Well. So a ground ball to the shortstop, fielder's choice. Flips to second base.
Now batting, number 33, Caleb Mitchell.
Stephan with the fielder's choice. He was out. Roan scored. Epping scored. So a fielder's choice and a throwing error. And that puts Tucker Williams at first base. Swung on and missed. Strike one by Caleb Mitchell. One on, two out, two in. Low, one and one. Umpire's got to be tough, keep them hands behind his back. And those pitches come in there low. They tend to bounce irregularly. There's a fly ball into center field. Camping, calling, squeezing. And that's the inning. Two more on the board for Henry Clay. They're up nine. Bottom of the sixth after these words on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
So Crandall's the new second baseman, Mays is the new shortstop. Couple of changes defensively for Henry Clay. Crandall, after batting, he stays in at second. Mays stays in at short. I don't know if there's anybody else. New pitcher is 20, and that is Elmendoller. So Elmendoller moves in from left field. That means, obviously, we got a new left fielder. I did not catch that number as he went out. Stunningly enough, they don't report to me here on press row, so we'll just pick a name out. Who you want to stays in right field?
I'm not sure.
Ground ball foul down to the third base batter's box. Strike one. Come in, fellas. You bringing food?
Yeah. $5 a person.
$5 or two hot dogs. Take your pick. It's free to get in, but it costs to get out. One ball, one strike. Jace fouls that one. Same place. Y'all think I'm kidding? I have friends in the collection business. One ball, two strikes. Jace Smith in the box, out of the zone. 2-2. Did anybody catch the number of their new right fielder? Or we just pick one? Pick one of the guys that batted. Another one pulled foul down the third baseline. Let's see who batted in that last inning. How about let's put Epping out there? He batted.
Looked like 16.
16? Bryce Ferguson? Have you had cataract surgery yet?
I need a binocular to be 100% sure.
Well, we're going to go 16 out in right field. Jace with another foul ball. So we're going to claim Ferguson is in right. Crandall, the new second baseman, Mays, the new shortstop, until otherwise told differently. 9-0 the score. Henry Clay scored one in the second. That one got jammed into foul territory. Comes the third baseman. Makes a good play. 3 in the third, 3 in the fourth, 2 in the sixth. So Smith, a foul pop to the third baseman, brings up Braden Roussos.
Math only had two runners on base in one inning, and that was the first when the first two batters reached. Anyone be truthful, this game should be about 4-0, Jeff?
Yeah. Couple of throwing errors have allowed a couple of runs a couple of different times. Bath County, one of their base hits came in the second. Ball two. Another single in the fourth. Two out walk in the fifth. Not much in the way of offensive production for the Cats. Fastball swung on and missed, 2-1. Roos is setting dead red fastball. Couldn't catch up with it. Out of the zone, ball three.
Umpire flinched. He wanted to call it in a strike, but listen, Bruce is about 6'2 or 3, so.
There's a strike two. In a 9-0 game, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Usually that strike zone.
Sometime that zone swells, like me after Thanksgiving dinner. Ground ball. Nice hands. Who is that? I thought I saw, 30. All right, let's give credit where credit's due. Tucker Williams. That right there is a Sports Center. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. Popped up toward the Bath County dugout. Catcher goes back. First baseman, catcher, unable to make
a little miscommunication there. They kind of ran together. Either one probably could have caught it, but
that's one of those got enough English on it. It's coming back in at an angle. It'll go straight up and then curl back in toward the field of play. That is a lot tougher play.
Really, that's really the first, I won't say misplayed ball that they've had in the field.
Fouled straight back on a curveball.
They have made all the routine plays, and that's what you have to do.
Well, that's what Coach Terrence mentioned to me. Swung on and missed strike three, two outs. Said if we throw strikes and we make routine plays, we ought to be right there.
Got
a dozen seniors on this squad. They lost 13 seniors last year. Now, he said some of the seniors, last year the seniors played a lot. Some of the seniors this year are first-year seniors. Look out. Just a bit inside. Williams ducks out of the way of that one, ball one. There's a ground ball up the middle. There's a two-base hit game for our DH.
Had two hits on Tuesday at round. Gets two hits tonight against Henry Clay.
How about it?
First hit of his was a single to the right fielder.
He just seemed
that was
to
a
make
ground
contact,
ball up the middle. Just puts the bat on
it. Ball in play and see what happens.
Let's see if Memphis can get his second hit of the night. Two out, runner at first is Williams. Beadle at the plate. There's a ground ball deep at third. Good snag, good throw.
Pulled him off, but he had to make the tag.
I was going to say, I don't know that it pulled him off, but he put the tag on anyway. So a 5-3 put out. No damage for the Cats. Score still 9-0. Henry Clay to the top of the seventh. We go here on WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
New pitcher for Bath County, 14 Memphis Beadle. Three innings for Roosus, three innings for Carpenter. Beadle, the new pitcher. It appears that Zane is catching. Carpenter moves back to first. Roosus at second. Still think it's Donahue at short.
Yes.
Yeah, with those striped socks, I recognize him now. Sorrell still at third. Manley, Witt, and Hiley. So those still the outfielders.
Well, this game's not going so, for the Wildcats as we had hoped, but... Steve Becraft's here today. I talked to Steve before the game, and he's in here listening now. But he said last time he was here was 1974. He scored a tying run when Bath County came back and beat Louisville Trinity in the first round of the state tournament, 1974. So that's I guess it's the 50 year.
So the state tournament game was here?
Yes. It was the state tournament was at Moorhead that year.
So that was the year you all won the region that morning and played that afternoon or something?
All right here.
I'll be doggone. Yeah, there is going to be a special 50th year commemorative event in one of the games coming up. Curveball stays inside.
Roy Allen Wright, two-run single, two out in the seventh.
Steve scored a tying run. John Snedeker scored the winning run.
Brandon Calvert, the batter, jersey number 9, takes ball 2. Well, we can reminisce a little bit. We've got a couple old guys in here. We probably need to pick your brains while you still got
brain.
A little bit of power left to do it. Beetle inside ball 3. Again, it's I'm not saying, I'm just saying. None of us are teenagers anymore.
It's hard to believe it. That's been 50 years ago. Steve will say the same thing. Sometimes it seems like yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Wendell Moore, the Bath County coach at that time. Maybe Wendell's home listening.
There's a fly ball into right field.
Good job.
Good job out there by Logan Hiley.
Runs that one down. Long way to go, but he ran it down. Wendell Moore was the head coach. Mike Brumagen was the first base coach that year.
Parker Mays, the batter. Mike Brumagen, baseball coach. I did not realize Coach Brumagen coached baseball. I'm not surprised. Small school, a hit batsman. That curveball does not break. Being in small school, everybody coaches everything. I was not aware.
I'm not sure how many years he was the assistant, but he was for sure that year.
Rucroft batting for Gonzalez. One on. That pitch rolls to the screen. Runner advances to second base.
And I hope they didn't take Jace out because he's injured. That they just gave somebody else a little time. There have been a lot of substitutes here in the last couple of innings for both
teams.
Yes,
sir. And if you know as well as I do, some of those Charlie horse kind of situations where you get hit in one of those big muscle groups, you can tough it out for an inning or two, but after a while, that baby puffs up there and draws up tighter than a jug. Curveball, strike 2.
I've really never seen Beetle pitch before.
Nor have I.
It's definitely throwing not a lot of curveballs. Game of the week.
1-2. Beetle to Rucroft. Another curveball. Look out.
Oh, man.
Hands of stone.
What position does that guy play?
Pitcher.
Well, that's the reason.
E1? Listen, hands of stone right there.
So his Morehead teammates giving him a hard time.
Uh-huh. And rightfully so. Listen, that was an easy pop-up. Didn't even have to move. It's not like he even had to step off to the side. It was right to him. Rename him Ronnie Garvin, Hands of Stone. They all may not be old enough to remember Ronnie Garvin wrestling out of the Mid-South on Saturday mornings. Curveball, flare into center.
You got a man there.
Runner does not advance. So runner at second with two outs now in the top of the seventh. 9-0 still. Stevens looked up here like you mispronounced his name. Listen, he's got a bat in his hand. Whatever it's supposed to be, we'll say it next time. Curveball, there's a flare out into center field.
It's amazing.
Three put outs? Yes, sir. So a hit batsman stranded at second. That's 7 innings in for Henry Clay. Bath County coming to bat in the bottom of the seventh, down 9. We'll have the final half of this inning right after this on WKCA.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmorehead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New pitcher in the bottom of the seventh for the Blue Devils, number 11, Riley Schneider. Let's see if we've got any pitching stats on him. Number 11 comes in here with a 2.62 ERA. Sparks came in here with a 4 ERA. Ooh, mercy. Makes you wonder if he's not typically a reliever. That's the thing about relief pitchers. They can get a 4, 5, 6 ERA.
Have one bad outing. And
they give up two or three runs and a couple of outs, and before you know it, they look like a Christmas goose.
Henry Clay in the district with Lexington, Sayre, Bryan Station, and Scott County, a loaded district.
Oh, mercy. Bath County's Colton Carpenter pulls a foul.
And don't think Sayre, because they're a single-A school, is not good, because one of my good friends, Kevin Clary, coaches there, and they have been really good the last 3 or 4 years.
There's another foul. Well, they put one hand on each end of one of those arms. That's why you use two at a time. Strike two. Curveball drops in there, strike three. Brings up Bath County's Clay Manley.
Clay Manley.
Tell him make the plays and I won't have to say anything. 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 8 strikeouts for the Henry Clay squad. First pitch into foul territory off the bat of Clay Manley, down a strike.
And the 8 strikeouts is fairly good, but the biggest key is one walk.
Yes, sir. Those freebies come back and get you all too often. Odd walks here and there. Put a couple errors or more into the mix, that really sets you up to struggle offensively, and that's been the case for the Cats here tonight. 1-2. Schneider, a quick worker. 2-2, that pitch low. Schneider, one of those 12 seniors. That one slipped out of his hand just a bit, as did the throw back to the pitcher. But that's all right.
This game reminds me a lot of the Round County game Tuesday, Jeff. Just it was 1-2-0. Next thing you look up, it's 9 or 10.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Knocked down by the second baseman.
Base hit.
Infield single by Clay Manley. We say let's start a one-out bottom of the seventh, 10-run rally.
I'd like to see a score. I just, you know.
Logan Highland coming to the plate.
Score a couple runs here. Go down fighting. And that's what Coach Armitage wants.
Yep.
Play to the final
play
horn,
to the whistle.
Final whistle.
Yep.
Final out. It's the only game a time can't get you.
Swung on a miss, strike one. Good fastball by Schneider. One strike to count. Runner at first is Manley. Off-speed pitch, low and away, swung on and missed, strike two. Two-strike hole for Logan. Made a couple of good plays in the outfield today. Went a long way on that line drive in the ninth.
Fouls that one straight back. Still an 0-2 count with one on, one out. Cats down 9 here in the 7th. The 0-2 chopped foul into the Devil dugout. Ask him if he watched that fella in the dugout catch that ball right there. If not, get the video out. I better not do that. He's a big man. If he comes up here to whip me, well, you boys got my back. Listen, they're kind of like the Wendy Bagwell story of the snake handling church. When they brought them snakes out front, he started looking for the back door, and the fella said, there ain't no back door. He said, reckon where do they want one? Listen, this thing's made out of concrete blocks, but if that big one comes after me, it'll be like a cartoon. You'll see a little shape of 5'10", 180. Two balls, two strikes, one out, one on. Bottom of the 7th. Bath County down here to Henry Clay at the MSU Showcase game. Coach Armitage expected to join us post-game out of the zone. Counts full. Love to see the Cats take that big goose egg off the board. Here's the payoff. Too highly. Inside ball 4.
Good at bat that time. Logan got behind 1-2 and ends up fighting off.
Number 15, Corbin.
A couple of foul balls and then draws a walk. Good at bat.
Sorrell reached first base after the strikeout got away from the catcher, grounded to short and walked in the 5th. 2-1, 1 out. That pitch to Corbin in the dirt. Ball 1. One out, 2 on, bottom of the 7th. Henry Clay trying to close this one out from Morehead State University in the MSU Showcase. Ball 2. Snyder, much like the Bath County pitching staff, not finding the zone. Up 9, bottom of the 7th. I'd say fastball, fastball, fastball. Low ball 3. Cats with a chance to load them up here. Here comes the 3-0. Sorrell squares the bunt, pulls it back. Fastball right down Broadway. 3-1. Ball 4. Strikeout, single, and back-to-back walks loads them up.
Now batting, number 7, Brock Donahue.
Henry Clay. Coaching staff headed to the circle.
Hey, a little story about a game in the district tournament about I was coaching. We was playing round, and round was up 10 to nothing, Jeff. We come up in the bottom of the 5th. 3 outs, and it's over. We scored 9 runs. Got to 10 to 9. I think we ended up getting beat, but
I'll be
16 to 13 or something like that. But, you know, a game we were, I think, almost down to our last out. Hadn't scored, and scored 9 runs. So anything is possible.
A titanic struggle.
Anything is possible.
No defensive changes. I'm sure coaches just say, hey, we're up big, throw strikes. Shortstop Brock Donahue reached on an error. A couple fly balls to center field.
There's
a ground ball in the hole. Everybody moves up a base.
Yeah, one at a time.
Yes, sir. Let's see if we can pick up.
Don't run yourself
about 9 more.
Don't run yourself out of a big inning.
RBI single. Moves Hiley to third. Sorrell to second. Donahue to first. Smith in the right-hand box.
Henry Clay to try the hidden ball trick there. Doesn't get the runner at third as he gets back to the bag.
So one out. Base is full. One in. There's a rip in the deep right center.
It's going to get two in for sure.
That winds up on the track, two in, three in.
Uh-oh.
The throw at third.
Got him. Well.
Two RBIs. A double from Smith tries to stretch it to three.
Now batting.
It is all three runners score. But
Donahue scores. Highly scores. But they get that second out. Brings up Braden Roussis, who pitched, played first base. Now he's at second base. That right there is that nine-run inside strike. 9-4, there's a number behind the plate. Popped up and caught by the catcher. That's it. Bath County scores four in their half of the seventh. However, the final, Henry Clay 9, Bath County 4. Bath County post game will begin right after these messages on WKCA.
Every day at your Mount Street and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Final score here from Moorhead State University. The MSU Showcase baseball game this year, Bath County and Henry Clay. The Devils 9, the Cats 4. 9 runs on 8 hits for Henry Clay. 4 runs on 5 hits for Bath County. Henry Clay in control the whole game. Some of the substitute players came in. Bath County took advantage of some opportunities, finally put the bat on the ball in that seventh inning, put up a four spot. Got a little bit to build on, but certainly not that any game is a throwaway game. This is not a district game. This is not a regional game. It's not a seed game. It's not a lose-and-go-home game. It's an opportunity to see how you stack up, and Patrick Arntate's got a few things that he can talk to his kids about and see a bright spot or two.
Well, we battled to the end. You know, we didn't do much early. You know, 9-0, they didn't hit our pitchers very hard. They had some well-placed and timely hits, mm-hmm. but as far as just ripping the cover off of it, one really hard hit ball that hit the fence that ended up getting a single. But they out-hit us 9-6. Some bugaboos. We had about 4 or 5 free passes, walks, 6 errors, and it's hard to overcome them sometimes.
A couple of hit batsmen, some things like that. Yeah, it's tough to give those runners away like that and come out on top. You really have to have things go your way. Again, Bath County falls to Henry Clay. Final score of 9-4 here at Moorhead State University. Coach Armitage has his team gathered around him outside of first base. Let's go through our Ira Kilburn opening argument and Ira Kilburn final verdict, sponsored by Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law. We talked about scoring 5+. We did score 4, So technically, you were right on board. We needed, but actually, we needed 10 to win.
Right.
Came up with 4.
And we needed them early in, you know, in the game to get a little confidence going. But I still like that we didn't just lay down and, you know, take a 9-0 beating.
Saw several young players come in and put some time in on the field. Good to see that as well. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. You need legal counsel, need legal paperwork done, representation in court. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, you can certainly give him a call. We also will have our, do we need to get a time to put together some thoughts on our unsung hero?
And we're good.
Are we good to go? Okay, let's go Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero, sponsored by Schwartz Mowing, a good corporate partner. They've got the mower out there with the drag on it on the MSU infield. Schwartz Mowing keeps a lot of folks employed, do a lot of good work on the sides of the interstate and so much more. What about our Schwartz Mowing unsung hero?
Well, Isaiah Williams has been an unsung hero the last 2 or 3 weeks. He's been hitting the ball as good as anybody we've got on the team. Tonight he gets 2 hits. Tuesday he had 2 hits. So hopefully that this will be a thing of many things to come. Is watching his confidence really explode.
Thanks to Schwartz Mowing for sponsoring our unsung hero. Congratulations, Isaiah Williams. Elite Excavation, that's Brad Weaver, brand new sponsor. And we've got the Dig Deep Award to highlight an opportunity or a particular player who maybe got in a jam and worked his way out of a jam, dug deep, had something good happen. What about our Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award here tonight, Roy?
Well, I'm just giving it to the team tonight for, you know, keep playing till the last out.
Mm-hmm.
And we played, we got 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth. A lot of teams down 9-0. They basically pack it up and go home 9-0. But we kept battling, a couple of good hits, a couple of base runners. You know, we score 4. 9-4 doesn't look near as bad as 9-0. And I just like that's what you got to do. You got to play till the very last out.
The Elite Excavation, that's Brad Weaver, our Dig Deep Award, Bath County batting lineup. Certainly an opportunity for them to kind of leave here with a little bit better taste in their mouth after, instead of being shut out, wind up 9-4. Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game. Downtown Athletic Club in Mount Sterling, great place to get a little exercise to put yourself in a little better shape. Here comes Patrick right here. We'll get these last 2 awards, and then I'll slip this headphone on him. What about our defensive player?
Two really good plays. Logan Holly ran one down in right
long
center field
way
that I thought was a gapper as soon as it was hit, and then Braden Roussis runs that and down when he went to first base, a little blooper down the first baseline. Those were two outstanding plays in the game.
Downtown Athletic sponsors our defensive play or player of the game. And finally, R.L. Caudill Construction Company on the offensive side. What you got on our offensive play or player of the game?
Well, Isaiah Williams with 2 hits is part of it, but Jay Smith's 3-run double there in the last inning. So I'm going to let them split that award.
Now, of course, there's no money or no food or anything goes with it. It's just a touch of recognition. So congratulations to those two fellas. Coach Patrick Armitage joins us here on Press Row. Let me take my headset off, and Roy and Coach Armitage talk a little bit about the game before we wrap up.
And Pat, I'll just let you take off with your thoughts first about the game.
Well,
any good and any bad?
We had a little bit of both. But, you know, this is a game we handpicked. We had the Moorhead game. We were able to find an opponent, and we wanted Henry Clay, and we wanted somebody to come in and challenge us. We know they've got power arms. They've got 2 that we didn't see, 1 that we did. The starting pitcher's pitched in almost half their games, so they use him quite frequently, and he threw the ball hard. He got ahead of our hitters, and I think the difference in this ball game tonight, we were 2-0 with our pitchers, and they were 0-2 with theirs.
Me and Jeff talked about this during the game. Our pitchers seemed to always never had first pitch strikes. We were always behind in the count.
And I would say entering tonight's game, if we had a draft on what pitcher you would want in the 16th region, Braden Roussis would be one of the top one picked.
Mm-hmm.
When he came in with a 1.15 ERA, and he didn't really tarnish it. And, you know, he's he's been our best pitcher this year, let's just be honest.
Well, they didn't knock the cover off it. They had one hard hit ball to went to the fence, but most of them were just well placed.
But tonight
he
sort of had a flashback of what's plagued him in the past, and that's getting down in the count. And yes, we would have liked to have a couple balls on the corners, but you're not always going to get those calls. And you know, you want pitches in the black, you want those called strikes. We didn't get those. I think he was frustrated by that. He worked himself out of a jam in the first inning. They run one across in the second inning. And then finally, you can only sustain so much of that by getting guys on 2-0. I mean, they're...
You only dodge a bullet so often. Yeah. Sooner or later, it's going to get you.
We've played teams before and that have been 11-3 bad. They're 11-3 good. And, you know, they're going to hit the ball. They're going to hit barrels. And, you know, that's one thing that we've got to be able to understand as pitchers. And that's why I want these games on the schedule. That's why this game's on here. That's why the Clay County game at Cordy on Friday night and the Coach Melton tournament, that's why we're doing that.
Well, Henry Clay will be as good as anybody in our region.
Absolutely. And that's why I tell them tonight, I said, guys, we win a game in the region. We run into Boyd Raceland, Round, those guys. That's, you know, that's the type of team you play. And, you know, they've got several guys out there that are all-state candidates. The first baseman's killing the ball. The shortstop's legit. He's stealing all kinds of bases. Their outfield solid. You know, they're 1-9. You know, we understood we weren't going to strike a lot of guys out, so we're going to pitch to contact. And then we made errors. We had six of them that were accounted for out there on the board. And that's something that's frustrating. And it's not like they were just errors that didn't matter. They were errors that cost us runs. They cost us bases, and they were untimely. And I told our guys, going into that last inning, in my mind, it should have been a 5-0 ball game. And that's with the earned runs they had and what they deserved, in my opinion. We put four across. It should be a 5-4 ball game. We should have had a chance there. But we'd given up 9. I thought Colton came in, and, you know, he doesn't do a lot of relieving. But the way our schedule is set up, this is going to be a chance for him to pitch in relief. And, you know, he wasn't his best, but he did fine. And then Memphis came in and threw strikes, and, of course, Jace went out hurt. And, you know, he took a ball off his shin guard, and he's got a big knot above his knee, and it's not cool.
Okay.
And he ran through a stop sign there and gets there because I was hoping he'd just stay at second. I knew he had the ribbies. Then he saw the guy bobbling out there on the wall, and that's why he tried to get third there. And I like the aggressiveness in a 9-4 ball game. We're just out there hanging out. But, you know, I do like some of the approach that some of our guys. You talked about Isaiah. He's barreling up, and that's what I'm telling the guys.
Making contact.
Yeah.
Putting it in play.
In that bottom third of our lineup, like tonight, I thought Clay Manley put the bat on the ball. And I told him, I said, that's what I got to have out of you. I don't care if it finds a hole or not. We cannot defend a strikeout as a coaching staff. And if we got guys that can peck it around, there's a lot of subpar defensive teams out there on these schedules. If you'll just put it in play, you'll get on base.
Something good will happen.
Yeah, make plays. But like I said, if you strike out 10, 12, 15 times, there's nothing you can do. But I thought the top of our lineup came through that last inning. We knew we were going to have one more crack. These guys wanted to be seen tonight. You know, there are more heads coaching staffs here. We wanted to look good. And, you know, I thought about everybody did something positive, but we had some negatives that ended up costing us a ball game. But like you said, you've got to have teams like this on your schedule. And, Roy, you gave me some good advice 10, 12 years ago. You always said schedule 10 you'll beat, 10 you can't beat, and 10 you might beat. And there's your 30 games. And you play those games and you beat the 10 you should.
And you play teams like this, when you get to postseason,
yes.
You can't say, wow, we?
Yeah, we've seen it.
We've done
that. We're not going to be impressed. You know, we're not going to be just blown away by a club that we can face later. And then those 50-50 games are in the middle. We play a ton of those. And we got some of those coming up this week, next week. You know, they're coming up. And will a game like this help us in a 50-50 ball game? I think it will, if we use this as a positive tool. And that's what our coaches are trying to do.
And the kids have got to know that, hey, guys, that we're playing one of the best teams in the 11th region, one of the top 40 or 50 in the state.
Sure.
You know, take something positive from it and use it later in the year. Yep. Hopefully it'll pay off.
Guys, we really appreciate you coming up. Jeff, what you did for the girls this weekend was outstanding. Yeah. Listen, that was very nice. I know you've done the same thing for us or any of the rest of us, but it truly was special for you to go down there. We were able to listen. We caught the tail end of the last game on our way back from Augusta. So just want to tell you, from a school standpoint, a community standpoint, we truly appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roy. See you guys.
All right, we'll see you next. I think next broadcast is Fleming next Tuesday.
I think so. Yes, sir. All right. Bath County Falls 9-4 here at Morehead State University for the MSU Showcase game. A lot of fun, an opportunity, even though, again, we want to win.
And I wish we played a little better, but this is a big stage for some of these kids to play on,
right.
Maybe get seen, and an opportunity to kind of show off a little bit of their talent, and who knows what happens.
Just getting on that college field, you get a little more vibes or a little more nervousness, but, you know, that's how you become better.
That's how you get better. Bath County Falls 9-4 here to Henry Clay. Roy, it's been a good afternoon. Enjoyed getting back to it. Patrick mentioned the Owensboro weekend. Had a big time down there. We'll get back in the regular swing. I think our next game, as we mentioned, going to do Bath-Fleming softball tomorrow night, and then we will do Bath-Fleming baseball on the 30th. I don't know what day of the week
Tuesday.
It is, but that might be a Tuesday as well. Don't forget May Day coming up before too long, so be prepared May 11th for parade and games and all kinds of stuff in town. Then the pageant in June, big time for Bath County to kind of shine bright on May the 11th. That wraps it up from here.
All right.
Final score, Henry Clay 9, Bath County 4. Good to see
Sounds
you again, Roy.
All right, you too.
Good night, everybody.
See you later.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.